Big Show. Yes, we're back. Second week running, I'm here. It's a record. You're going to love it. We're here to talk the week's tech. Joining me, fantastic bunch, wonderful bunch. Top left in the prime spot this time.
I know.
Paulums, how you doing, dude?
I'm all right, thank you very much. Back at work after a few days off, being refreshed. And then I went to work and I feel bloody knackered again.
And how many reviews have you posted this week?
Well, I'm slowing down because I thought it might be a good idea to slow down. I got some good advice.
It was awesome, mate. No, it's fantastic. We've got tons of reviews, but I'm just worried that you suddenly run out entirely. That was all. But yeah, they're obviously coming thick and fast.
Yeah, inspiration's hitting me.
Good life. Keep going. Keep going.
Thank
Love
you.
That to bits. Good reviews as well. I've enjoyed them. Next to him, Jeffrey. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. It's been way too long. It's good to see you again.
How was the walk?
It was awesome. I need to make some time and put some photos up from that trip. It was almost 20 miles of absolutely awesome high altitude mountain adventure.
Excellent. Good man. At least you're safe and well and back in the land of journalism.
More accurately, I'm back in the land of high-speed internet, and that's what really matters.
Just to rub it into Gazmaz. next to Jeff, it's Sarah. How you doing, girl?
Is that what we call it, journalism?
No, that's what he calls it. He makes a living out of it. The rest of us just call it shooting the shit.
Yeah, well, yes. I was going to say shooting the breeze, but same thing.
It might be breeze where you come from, but it smells bad down this neck of the woods. what you been up to then, mate?
In the stream of work, really. Hoping to catch some seaside air this weekend.
We took too long to get started. I've got three bottles of beer and I'm just opening the third.
That's not good.
We need to start faster or I need to drink slower, one of the two.
You're just a professional.
Starting soon has got more chance. And last but by no means least, Mr. Intermittent Cam. Oh, look at that. You remember that? You remember that time lapse you sent me the other week, Gaz?
Yeah.
That's it. That's what you look like, pal.
I'll keep doing that then.
Boogie
well,
nights.
Talking of walks and time lapse, next week we are due to do our Southwest Coastal Path. We're going to be doing about 60 miles from Lee Bay down to Hartland Quay. And I'm going to try and... I blogged it last year where we did about 40 miles, and I'm going to try and blog it again this year. So... keep a lookout over at MalbusTowers.com.
Well, you can dual post on our website as well if you want.
Well, I haven't done that ever, so that could be interesting to try and do that. But
I'll set you up with a username.
Yeah.
Just cut and paste it in.
And I'm going to try and do the time-lapse of the walk as well, of course.
God, blimey, 60 miles of time-lapse.
Yeah, well, it'll be 8 to 14 miles a day.
A coast-to-coast walk sounds like loads of fun, says Jeff.
Yeah, it is, Jeff. You want to come down and do the 630 miles of the Southwest Coastal Path. That'll do you. Minehead to Poole in Dorset.
Yeah, Bat Winch is doing what she can to entice me to come visit the UK. And a coast-to-coast walk sounds really exciting. As if coming out just to see Bat Winch wouldn't be enough.
I think you didn't sound particularly excited there, Jeff, I have to say.
It's a treat.
The week in tech, what's been happening? Well, let's start off with the Australians, because they've grown balls, it would seem, with the tech world for the last couple of weeks, because, of course, they said that there's no more price fixing in Australia, otherwise you can take your products and shove them up your ass. And which a Mac Pro will, as we discussed last week on the show. And what they've said this time is that IBM... have made a screw-up over their payroll dispersion of funds and that kind of stuff. And as a result, Australian government have said they can't actually tender for anything. They can't get any more contracts anymore because they're so crap at paying their citizens.
It is kind of key to get that right.
Huzzah! Yeah. Good on them. I look for some negative in that. Can't find any. Well done, Australia. You might be crap at cricket, but you're good at beating the crap out of IBM. See, you know you're in trouble as well now because Jeff laughed about you being crap at cricket. So if the Americans understand that Australia's crap at cricket, you must be crap.
They nearly won the last test.
Did they? Hell, they were never going to knock us out in the last day. Bullshit.
They were.
No. Absolute bunkum. God, blimey, woman. I hope you know something about tech because you don't know anything about cricket. This BMW is the i8. I'm sure it's not available in that paint job. I think that's probably to diffuse the cameras of it. But this thing is going to get smart glass on the screen and on the sunroof and on the top and the sides and the windows and the front and the back. It's going to be stronger, it's going to reduce the weight, and it's going to mean less noise.
What? Less noise inside?
Well, I hope so.
Apple aren't going to sue them on the use of the eye, are they?
Well, the glass is owned by Corning, is it? It's not owned by Apple. No? On the eye.
That paint job on the car you have in the photo.
That's a Brillo pad.
No, that's James May's shirt.
I was guessing Apple had a trademark on that, because that sure looks like that old Dalmatian iMac paint job.
Could be. It does look like James May's shirt, though, you have to say.
Yeah.
Or
maybe James will go after them.
Or it was originally blue and it went to Liverpool and someone's had a go at it with a Brillo pad.
You'd certainly be noticed, wouldn't you?
Apparently, Fort says that's plastic camo, being sensible. And Bell says smart...
I couldn't even see it there.
Bell says smart glass is... No, it's the smartphone glass. It's not smart glass. It's not a product. Smart glass was Microsoft. You're right, Bells. But this is smartphone glass. It's the Dow Corning Gorilla Glass stuff. So I'm trying to think of some jokes. Like, you know, when you touch the screen, someone else's car opens by mistake. Or you'll have swipe to access. Run your finger along it and it'll...
Slide to unlock.
There we go. That's what we need. I don't know. I'm sure the i8 is going to be really cheap and really affordable, however.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. NSA apparently has pissed off hackers. The story that's on our good friend's PC Pro, which is Barry Collins' lot. The NSA betrayal means that hackers are less likely to be cooperative with the NSA. I didn't know the hackers were cooperative with the NSA.
Not at all.
That's news to me, and I live here.
There's a conspiracy, if ever I heard one.
Well, apparently, hackers are willing to give their exploits over to the NSA in return for large sums of money and some immunity.
That's just capitalism right there.
It is.
Did you never see Sneakers?
I did. I thought it was one of my favourite movies, actually. I really enjoyed that. Ben Kingsley's great in it, and Robert Redford, just before he had his face melted. No?
It shows the principle that hackers can work with government.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen, though.
The word itself, hacker, has kind of come to mean something different, isn't it? A hacker used to be someone who, you know, would make something better. But it's kind of been turned around, isn't it, really?
No, hackers were always the people that got into systems.
Well,
that's what Sneakers was about. It was hacking in systems. And then it became
machines to make them, you know, improve them. And, you know, I think an old terminology of hacker, it did have different connotations, I think, in the past.
No, I think
it had a more positive connotation.
Well, I thought the original term of hacker was to hack into mainframes. And then hacker became, what's his face, that goods and gadget, that's kind of Heck, Ben Heck, and that kind of changing it to make it better. And now it's gone back to the original definition that a hacker is someone that hacks into the web and mainframes and that kind of, I don't know.
Well.
I don't know.
There's a show on its own.
It is. I mean, in Sneakers, Sarah, weren't they hackers?
They were.
And they hacked mainframes.
The story starts with them doing a big thing, and one of the two of them got caught and the other one didn't.
There you go. That was
it. It's all in the eye of the beholder.
If you haven't seen Sneakers, you bloody should. It's a good film.
It's a great film.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great.
It is.
A bit like War Games. That was a bit like that, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes.
That's probably my first introduction into hacking, I think.
Thermonuclear war.
Yes.
Global thermonuclear war.
Sorry,
yes. Mind.
Get it right, yeah.
Not localised.
A game.
Would you like to play a game?
Oh, yours was much better than mine.
You've got to breathe in through your mouth while you say it. That's the thing.
I'll just record you.
My name is Password, says iBookery. Saw sneakers on the ride back from Hawaii, said Ford. I don't know what the significance of the ride back from Hawaii is, and that's where he saw it, but there you go.
Hackers convention.
Because the flight's long enough.
Virgin Media are losing customers. They lost 3,000 customers in the last quarter. If you're thinking of leaving Virgin Media, now's a good time to go to the retentions department and ask to see if you can cut a deal, I would suggest.
Yeah, you're probably right there. Yeah. I just might if this upload speed doesn't improve.
Hello, mate. Are you coming out to my neck of the woods? No, Paul?
Sorry?
Was that not good enough for you? My Norwich accent's not as good as me global thermonuclear war accent.
No practice.
I need to practice. I do be practicing us every week, mate.
I'm not going to do my accent anymore because I'm getting the taken out of me.
No. If you don't get the piss taken out, Matt, you know you're out.
True.
So, Virgin Media. Now, Gazmas, you're with Virgin Media, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Are you thinking of leaving?
Well, as I say, I wasn't until tonight.
until you got 0.5 up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I saw this story.
You can't do a Skype call up on video. Virgin Media can't get Gaz up.
I must admit, I've always seemingly had a bad connection to your show and my video, and my upload speed has never been that bad. But there is obviously something wrong here, probably with my system, to be honest with you.
No, that's you're on machine number four, and machine number four tends to be okay.
I'm blaming me.
I've got a new machine coming. Dr. Affymat was supposed to send it before he pissed off to France last week, and as he bugger.
He's happied off to
He's
France.
Gone.
Sod. I'm with Virgin Media, and at the moment, they're dealing with 4 Skype calls in. And a feed out to Justin Up and a feed out to YouTube Up.
I've got to say, to be honest with you, Ewan, I've never had a problem with them. But it makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Don't you wish you had Virgin Media over there, Jeff? 120 megaseconds.
You know, I stay up at night wishing I had Virgin. Media.
Media, there we go.
I would love the speeds, but the headaches you guys talk about, I don't need that.
Well, we don't get any headaches. It's just gas.
Big headache. Oh,
then bring it on.
The British Tech Network runs on Virgin Media, and Virgin Media have got fantastic speed still in London Underground. They're good.
You're still getting that. Do you get that for free, Ewan, or just to pay for it?
Yeah, I'm a customer. I get it for free. 45 down and 43 up I got the other day.
That's a better upload speed than I've got.
And I got it free.
That's a better upload speed than Norwich.
Just ring them up, mate, and just say, I want to go to the 120 meg service and be done with it.
Yeah, be done with it.
Yeah.
From you and from my experience, is it not only available in the stations?
What do you mean, station? It's in the stations, yeah. It's not in the tunnels. Nothing's in the tunnels.
Yeah, so unless you're stopped in a tunnel in the station for a while, can't really do a great deal, can you?
Well, it's absolutely stunning for email, because what you do is you sit and type a few emails, and when you press send, it goes to your inbox, your outbox. And then when you hit a station, it's gone. And the next lot's down, you're back in, and you've got a few more emails to read. It's great. And tweets are the same. You depending on which line you're on. But I mean,
it's like time-lapse email, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you're on Piccadilly or Central Line or something like that, the stops are so frequent that it's just like, every time you've pressed send, you get load up, load down, load up, load down. It's really good. Really, really good. You don't have to sign in every single time either. It's just once a day. That's not bad. NASA is looking longingly at another world. It's a War of the Worlds-esque thing. They're looking at Europa, which is one of Jupiter's moons, which allegedly is a crust of ice with a fluid ocean underneath it. And they know it's fluid ice because apparently it cracks all the time from the huge gravitational force of Jupiter. And they're looking to see if it's habitable. And I've got to say, however bad things get on Earth, you can take Europa and shove it, mate, because I ain't moving out there. I'm not living on an ice cap.
You go to take a coat, aren't you? It's pretty.
Where is your sense of adventure?
Yeah, if we keep heating up the Earth, then we'll just do the same to Europa, so it's not a problem.
That's a quality line. The bloke from Norwich says, "Well, you're going to have to take a coat, aren't you?"
Yes.
Oh, that's a slight understatement.
The 500,000 miles that you're going to have to get there.
Run Partridge.
I can stay then.
You're brill, mate. You're awesome. You'd have to take a coat. There's the new title. Stuff the Latin thing. Can we do you'll have to get a coat in Latin chat room? That'd be great.
I'll get me coat.
That was an awesome line, mate. You're top form, you are. And the last but by no means least, in the opening stories, Sony has got a new laptop available in red. Prices start... Wait for it. And it hasn't got a Ferrari sticker on before you go mad, Gaz. Prices start at $2,000.
What the crap did it do?
I don't know, but it's...
a red laptop.
It's red. It's red.
It's red.
It's a nice red.
It is a nice red. I've got to grant you, that's a good point. It's a nice red.
But just get any old laptop and a spray can.
It's got a glossy Ferrari red finish, but it hasn't got a Ferrari sticker on it.
It's got a Vans.
It's going to be available in Japan and Europe because that's where all the suckers live, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Spec-wise... It's not awesome. It's got a Core i7 processor, 1080p touchscreen, 12 gig of RAM, 2 gig GPU, Blu-ray drive, and 250 gigabyte SSD. Which even Apple would probably do that.
Yeah, but it's red.
But it's red. There you go.
And it's got a 386 processor in it.
Well, don't forget, it starts at 2,000. The Fit 15 goes for $2,000. The Pro 13 goes for 2,600, and the Duo 13 goes for $3,000.
What the?
Is style over substance?
No kidding.
I'm assuming at those prices, it comes with a lap dance.
It does. I mean, Belz has said it. You lost me at Windows 8 in the chat room, but I don't know what operating system it comes with. It doesn't say.
It probably is Windows 8.
It's probably comes with Ubuntu. They haven't got any money left over for bloody operating system. We shall see.
It's typical. It's something just, you know, Sony just don't get it. That, you know, okay, Apple are fantastic at selling an idea and a concept and making you want to buy it. And yep. Sony are desperately trying to do the same thing, and they just don't even know how to start with it compared with Apple.
Excellent. They are, absolutely, that's right. There's a desire created with Apple, and there's no desire there apart from it's red.
Which is why we're laughing at it.
Exactly. There we go. Apparently, get your coat in Latis is Tunicam Tuam Talera. There you go.
Tunicam, what?
Tunicam Tuam Talera.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you'd have to take a coat, wasn't it? It wasn't get your coat, but...
No.
Megatron. Don't get that. David Cameron. This is a serious story now. David Cameron is on his crusade. Jeff, I don't know if you've been keeping tabs on David's crusade to clean up the British internet.
Yes, and Charlotte's been keeping me up to speed as well.
Excellent. Well, he's come out with some more this week. He said, more sites need to clean up their act, or... we're going to boycott them, says Cameron. So, places like, where there is social abuse, Twitter, Facebook, and others, will have to clean up their act. He specifically mentions them. So, unless Twitter and Facebook clean up their act over abuse, then David Cameron's going to block them. He is going to be so out of a job come 2015 if he does that.
See, I consider this a challenge now. I'm trying to figure out what types of stories I have that I haven't written for Fresh Brew Tales yet that I could do in such a way that I would freak out Cameron.
But most of your Fresh Brew Tales would freak out Cameron anyway, I think.
All right. So I'm now on a crusade to get Fresh Brew Tales blocked from access in the UK so that I can start wearing around a t-shirt saying Cameron blocked me.
That would be cool.
That picture is terrible. It just looks like he's talking to you like a naughty child and saying, you did do that, didn't you? You did go to that site when I told you not to.
Tell me the truth or else. No. I did pick it for a reason. I did have another picture lined up just in case. But that's going to be a while before that one shows on the feed.
Oh. That's 2 weeks' time.
Oh, my life. Why didn't I find out something about electronics and the internet before I opened my fat trap? Now,
how much porn do you think he looks at? Because if he's this adamant about blocking it, he must have like a crazy awesome stash of just wicked weird porn.
So maybe he's holding his head because he was up late spanking the monkey and he's got a bit of headache. No?
No. I didn't know
he had a monkey.
A naughty monkey, clearly.
Yeah. He looked clearly.
Go on,
It was his inner chimp.
so his is an innie, not an outie.
The titles are coming thick and fast. Paul, you were going to say something.
He got caught by the wife, is what it is.
He got caught by the wife.
She came down in the middle of the night.
Polishing his rocket.
Yeah.
He got his Trident missile out.
Yeah. You're going to clear up your act, boy.
Maybe he got Claire from Devizes on the other end of a Skype call jerking. And when I say jerking, I don't mean that sexually. I mean, it was like Gazmas, you know, and he works periodically. Max Headroom. Maybe that's what jerking off means. Is when you use Skype with one of those sex calls and the girl's connection's not very good.
Caught in the act.
The girl's connection's not brilliant. I got to say, now, this is the serious part of this. Cameron's on this crusade. He is clearly off his frigging head. Because he is going to talk about taking away something from the British public, which they are just Reliant doesn't begin to describe how important social media is to the British public. And there's a story we'll do in a minute.
I thought you were talking about porn still.
As well as. And porn. There's a thing called Scale of the Internet was out this week, and it says, here is 1 second in the internet. And I don't know if you guys have clicked this, but that is just, I can't get over the quantities that are talked about in here. Every second, there's 300 Skype calls. Every second, there's 300 Skype calls. Tweets
to be fair,
go
at
off
least
four
half of those
pages.
Are calls that are restarting because Skype's a crap.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Moving on. I mean, since I started talking, there's been over 19 million files uploaded to Dropbox. Since I started talking about the 1 second thing, Google search is made. Are just close on a million. It's just ridiculous. And he's talking about removing that if the site doesn't play nice. Are you off your head, Cameron?
In a backwater. Not that we already, are, but...
He might be living in a backwater.
Well, he'll make Britain a backwater if he's not careful.
Well, I can't see how they're actively going to block that or effectively going to block it, because their porn filters aren't going to work, and blocking social media isn't going to work either. Because they'd have to do that back at the DNS level.
He's just taking a high profile stance, isn't he? You know, bullies, pornography. You can all, you know, people. It's difficult for people to come out and say, "Oh yes, I agree. I don't agree with that." Oh no, did I really say that? They're not going to agree with him, but someone's got to take a stance.
But there's the point, though, isn't it? He's having the wrong debate. The debate is: are we willing to tolerate bullying on social media? The answer's got to be no. Absolutely is right. It should be no. I get enough abuse each week through bloody email. I can find out who the people are and they're still sending me a load of shit. Yep. But it's the fact of, are we going to tolerate abuse over the net? And are we going to make it an offence that you can report to the police and the judicial system will do something about it? Or are we just going to block social media? Because actually, you're never going to block social media. You're talking out your arse, mate. Mm.
It's also not allowing for the fact that this is a typical, again, example of where you're letting the tail wag the dog. It's a very small percentage that is actually causing this problem. So why ruin it for the very large percentage? I'm not going to say a particular percentage because obviously I don't know what it is, but you know, it's just the wrong way of looking at it. It's trying to, all it is jumping on the bandwagon of popularism because there's been this particular issue at the moment over, the £10 note issue, wasn't it?
Go on, tell me about the £10. Now, I was thinking about that woman that complained, and Jeremy Clarkson had a go at her in the paper this week. But
well, there was this feminist who started the campaign for having Jane Austen on the £10 note, and eventually it succeeded, and she got a load of hate comments on about raping her and else. And this is what started it. And then there was an MP that pitched into the argument, and apparently she's got a load of abuse as well. And this is, I think, is what's caused it to kick off in the last couple of weeks.
It's kind of stupid because you're actually very findable as well on social media, and the government's not going about it the same way.
Yeah, but I think the problem is, Ewan, is that a lot of people still don't understand that. I think a lot of people think that because you're not actually sitting next to somebody or you haven't got physical contact with them, they think, oh, I can just say anything I want because it doesn't matter because they won't know who I am. Instead of understanding...
That's exactly right. That's how many people are.
Because we're geeks and we're interested and we know what, you know, what's going on. I think, you know, most people still don't get it in terms of the fact they don't think they can be accountable for it.
Jeff, your point?
My point is that once you put a screen in front of someone, you've created a barrier, a nice psychological barrier that they use to justify acting absolutely horrible to other people because they have a disconnect from the consequences. And people will just be just insanely mean, excuse me, to each other on the internet. And some of the comments I get from people are just deplorable. And I know that if any of these people encountered me in real life, they wouldn't even think about saying the things to me that they'll say in an email.
Do you have a challenge in that?
Okay, for...
You have guns there, I do admit, but...
Yeah, we have guns here, so there's that. So that may have something to do with the fact that around here people won't say to my face the things that they'll say online.
Yeah, I mean, I if I get anyone that sends me something that's just openly abusive rather than constructive, I'll always challenge them. I'll always say, I know who you are. If you want to talk to me, come and talk to me. Here's where I am. Let's have a chat about it. And I've rung people up on their cell phones within about 10 minutes of them sending me emails because they haven't realised that I've got the capability of finding out who they are, all the sites that they're registered on. And within 10 minutes, I can find anyone's home address from their Gmail address. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. I've been shown by a good pal how to do it. I found cell phones a lot of the time and I've rung them up and they're, you know, who do you think you're talking to? Yeah, okay. I know who you are, so leave me alone. And they always do.
Yeah, because that's when they finally see that they are accountable.
Exactly.
It may not be necessarily totally what everybody's going to do, but that's the point they actually realise, hey, this is actually traceback-able to me.
I mean, Gaz is a referee for rugby, but you'll get this, Gaz. If you don't hit their opposition prop back in the first 3 minutes of him hitting you, you're getting it all afternoon.
Yeah.
So you've got to do it. You've got to just say, right, I know who you are. Bang, leave me alone. And they'll leave you alone. And it's always worked so far. No one's come round my house. Although I've had a couple of people threaten to stab me.
When you say hit, what do you mean? You don't mean, you mean take out in play or actually go up and punch?
No, you punch them.
How'd you get away with that?
Well, you wait till Gazzy's watching someone else punching somebody else.
Sometimes I'm watching and I just nod my head because you know what's been going on.
The best one I ever had was we were playing, I want to say Retford or Ollerton, I can't remember which it was, and a guy was pushing me and he was offside and as he was pushing me, I was pushing him back. And he pushed and I pushed him and pushed him away and he said, F off, you fat... and suggested that I played netball for Cambridge. And so I hit him.
I'm assuming those are fighting words?
You have to look at that another time.
Work it out.
Netball for Cambridge, mate. Just think about that for a moment. So I hit him. And I hit him pretty hard. I knocked him on his arse. And everything kicked off. And the ref blew up. And we all came out. We said, right, I didn't see what went on, but I did see the Ollerton player offside. So we'll have a penalty here to Mansfield. It was just like, how did you see him offside but not see me land a right on him?
That would have been a red card.
Yeah, but I bet you had a good game after, didn't you?
They never get near me, mate. I waltzed in 3 tries after that.
But if he had seen you, that would have been a red card, wouldn't it?
Can't talk about what if, mate. Can only give what he sees.
Yeah, I know.
And he saw nothing.
You didn't know he wasn't going to see anything.
Can the RFU take action against me retrospectively for something that happened 25 years ago, Gaz?
No, mate. No, you're all right.
All right, I'll put this on podcast out then.
I'll put a report in tomorrow. Yeah.
You can give me a character reference. Well, I sat next to him into a curry house once. He was fine. I don't understand what the fuss is about. He bought me a beer. Can't be all bad. Cameron, you're an arse. You're an absolute arse, mate. And the other thing is, as well, I was going to say...
I'll tell you what, though, Ewan, thing he's got on his side at the moment is the Labour opposition. Because they ain't going to get in, so he can pretty much do what he wants at the moment.
Is that what you're figuring?
I reckon that's what he's figuring.
You don't think the Lib Dems are going to offer him any problems?
Yeah.
We need a coalition next time.
The Conservatives are closing the gap on Labour in the polls.
They're closing the
door. It was 6 points last time I saw.
God. If you're a listener to this show, then you're clearly more intelligent because you know damn well that he's talking utter. SH1T.
Yeah. He's not talking intelligent.
It doesn't work.
I think Barry proved that the other week, didn't he?
Absolutely.
For your information, I think I've solved my problem. It was eyeglasses.
Oh, there you go. You look fine, mate. You look crystal clear, and we've got a very expansive view of your room.
Yes, I know. It's like... I'm not worried about it.
Touching each wall. Vodafone 4G. 29th of August, true 4G competition hits the market. We have got Vodafone rivaling O2, finally for the fast super spectrum. Now, Jeff, you'll be thinking this is pretty strange over there, because, of course, you've had 4G... and LTE connectivity and competition for a long time.
Right.
Yeah, but the problem over here, Ewan, is the networks paid such a lot of money for 3G, they had to get at least some money back.
Well, they massively underpaid. I mean, the government expectation on 4G cell was something like one-fifth, wasn't it? They got one-fifth of the revenue from the sale of the network.
Well, that's because I think the networks had sold that for a game of shots. I think there was after paying the 3G license fees.
I think they all got together in private. There was definitely a bit of cartelism just to try and stuff the government there, and I don't blame them. Any word on prices or anything? Because at the moment, the problem I've got with O2 is they're charging 8 gig worth of data transfer at super speeds for £25 a month. Now, the £25 a month is great, but 8 gig limit on a MiFi.
I know.
Damn.
Yeah, that's the problem.
They're kind of missing the point here, I think. How can you offer... it just means that you can reach a limit a lot faster. That's all it means.
Yeah.
Vodafone are much worse, though.
The concept.
Say again, Paul?
Well, Vodafone are worse. If you look at their deal, they're acting like drug dealers, because for the first 3 months, they give you unlimited 4G for free, and then they cap you at 2 gigs after 3 months unless you pay the money. So if you actually go, you'll go, oh, this is fantastic. And then in the first month, you're going to go over your limit so many times, they're going to make a bomb at you. So they're getting you hooked. And they also throw in free Sky Sports and Spotify. And then they give that free for 3 months. And then they start charging you as well. So you'll be well out of pocket.
Yeah, according to this as well, there's no unlimited plans available after that period. Yeah. And the maximum is 8 gig on the allowance as opposed to E, which has now gone to 20 gig on the top profiles. So,
if you're looking for a SIM-only plan and looking for a one-year contract, it's £52 a month for 2 gig of data.
Ridiculous.
And a 1 gigabyte Wi-Fi allowance.
That's $90, effectively, Jeff, for 2 gig.
I know I've said this before, but I actually don't... there is so much Wi-Fi available these days. Yeah. I'm not actually bothered. I'm quite happy with what I've got.
Oh, I am, because I spend a lot of time in hotels, mate, and the Wi-Fi's shite. Once everyone gets on about 6 o'clock, that's it. There's nothing. Jeff, you were going to say something there?
I was just kind of in shock, but I'm thinking maybe this is why Cameron is going on his anti-porn crusade, because all these people that are in hotels at 6 o'clock,
because of course it costs him so much.
So you're suggesting that
he's just trying to free up bandwidth.
The internet is clogged with men with their rods in hand, sitting on the bed
in hotel
rooms.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
You don't hear me arguing.
I must admit, there are a lot of fishermen in this country.
Would they honestly be doing that at 6 o'clock in the evening?
Have you got netball play yet?
Early for that, Matt.
I'm going to have to type it in the chat room because I don't think Jeff's going to get it.
I did get the fisherman thing because everyone needs to bait their hook.
There we go, Jeff. I've typed it in the chat room. Now, did you get it?
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. I was a little slow enough. That's awesome.
Oh, okay. So there you go. Three, 4G is coming. Now, the other thing is that Three, allegedly, in September, are upgrading all of their customers, if they want to 4G, and they're talking about the same deals applying. Now, if they really hold to that, that means I'm getting 15 gig of transfer for 20 quid a month on my MiFi. You give me 4G, 15 gig, 20 quid a month, and I'm going to renew both my MiFis. So I've got 30 gig a month transfer, and I'm absolutely happy.
I assume they're having to upgrade all of the network for this, i.e. all of the, you know, the... all the aerials, et cetera, all the... what do you call them?
I think that's where they got stung on the 3G, because they had massive infrastructure upgrade, as well as the fact that they got absolutely humped by the government.
Well, it was their own fault. They bid. It was an open bid.
Yeah, they were too scared. I think they'd all what are you going to bid? What are you going to bid?
Yeah. Well, I don't think they did enough of that, Ewan, to be honest with you, but there you go.
No.
They certainly did this time.
Sealed bids, isn't it?
The chat room's gone mad on euphemisms now. Supersonic hummingbird interceptor team.
Oh, God.
Ewan, is it not an improved version, HSDA Plus? I've got HSPA Plus, and I never get really great speeds on it, I have to say, on the MiFi I've got. If it's HDSA Plus, if that's something different, I've never heard of that before, I have to say, Sachs, you got me there. I don't care. I mean, the thing that I still keep saying what I said a year ago. If all you need is actually one of the carriers to say, do you know what? We can't get 4G, so how can we put a positive spin on this? I tell you what, we're actually going to give you the speeds that we promised you in 3G. Keep paying your money to us. And everyone's going to go, wow, because it's going to be as fast.
Because are there any unlimited deals with anyone? Because are Three going to go unlimited? Because that's why I'm with them. Because
Three don't do data unlimited on the dongles. They cap out at 15 gig for 20 quid. So and they don't go any bigger than that. It's just the phones that are unlimited data because they've got no chance of meeting that. You can do a lot of YouTube video, but it's all 360p, isn't it? So
yeah, true.
They ain't going to worry too much. Okay, well, there we go. We shall see. I think I'm really looking forward to reporting on Threes, and I'm really looking forward to ending up with a better deal on Three, I hope. But I'm willing to believe that I could be wrong for that. Scale of the internet that we talked about a minute ago. If you want to go to 1second.designly.com, you can see their scale of the internet graphic, which is just brilliant. Really enjoyed that today. Very, very well done. Jeff Bezos has bought the Washington Post. Jeff, I think.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, talk us through it from the US angle.
Okay, so. A lot of people are confusing what happened with Amazon buying the Washington Post, and that's not what happened. It was Jeff Bezos who bought Washington Post, and the things that I've been hearing people say, which I absolutely love, are things like he thought this was the only way to get around the paywall, and he told an intern to go by the Washington Post. They misunderstood. He only wanted an issue. He got the entire company. which is incredibly funny. And my guess is that a lot of this has to do with Jeff wanting to have some deeper tie into mainstream media. And This gives him a way to have more of a voice in the Washington D.C. area.
Mm.
Apparently, he's a good friend of the Graham family that have owned the Washington Post for 80 years.
He's a bailout. And,
they were very happy about him buying it because they thought he had the right ethos and the right ideas for taking it forward.
Is it Bezos Newt Network, says Bookery in the chat room. Also, Sax is reporting he gets 10 meg down on 3UK, which I've had odd occasions where that comes in, but not much. Usually in metal frame buildings, I get nowhere near that.
Stay away from metal frame buildings.
Which you can't really. No, the only thing I thought with this was that, especially in the picture that's been released by the press, is that more and more Jeff Bezos is becoming Lex Luthor.
Yes.
Don't you think? And now he's bought the Daily Planet, where, of course, Superman works. So instead...
Oh, my God, you're right.
Someone sitting... Lex Luthor has suddenly thought out that he doesn't need frigging kryptonite. All he's got to do is buy where he works and starve the bastard out. I'm on to it. Jeff Bezos is Lex Luthor.
Good call.
You got me. See, I'm right, aren't I? See?
No, you. Perfect.
Yep, fits.
Yeah, looking at that photo, it just, oh my God.
Yeah.
We have to stop him before he kills Superman.
Lex Luthor.
You could put a cat in those hands who's stroking a cat, couldn't you?
He makes a cat, absolutely. I watched You Only Live Twice Tonight. What a shit movie that was. That was where Bond movies really took a nosedive for the next 40 years.
Oh, God.
I tweeted out, I can't remember, inactive Vulcaniacy or something like that. God. Which Superman says for? There's more than one?
There's only one Superman.
Yes.
There's only one Supergirl. Yeah, Helen, what's her name?
Yeah, it's
Helen,
like Highlander. No, there can be only one.
There can be only one. Absolutely. So good. Thank you. Google Play. Google Play is coming to Europe. You guys have had it exclusively up to this point, but it's a Spotify-esque type service. For a bit of cash, you get all the music in the entire world there's ever been from Google Play, and it's coming to the UK and Europe, people. Jeff, is it any good?
Netflix rocks.
Google.
I know, that's not what you're asking.
That answer says more than anything, I'm sure.
There you go.
Have you actually used it?
Yeah, I'm really not that impressed with Google Play. What I found is that it only took me a few minutes before I was like, yeah, I've got Netflix on my Apple TV. I'll just do that.
That comes out so much easier.
Yeah.
Better quality.
So back to my answer to your question about Google Play. Netflix.
It's great.
Rocks.
sorry, Jeff, are you mixing up video with audio?
Dave,
Well, it's Google Music.
So if you're talking about audio.
No, it's Google Play.
Pandora rocks.
No, it's Google Play. It's everything. It's not just the audio. Google Play includes
the
music.
Google Play does video and audio.
Yeah.
But I was just looking at the graphic, really, Ewan, which is obviously a set of headphones.
No,
is it going to be video as well?
It's books as well, isn't it? And the Android music are
it's
inclusive.
It's all Jeff media. Gammy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google Play does music, movies, books, and Android apps.
Hmm. We're getting music first, which is Spotify's better, by all accounts, or Pandora if you're US, and that doesn't affect us anyway. And then by the time the video comes, we'll be saying Netflix is better, agreeing with Jeff, and so on.
They're just too late, aren't they? It's all here.
Yeah, you can get it. Why are you going to change?
We use Spotify, and it is a good service.
We use Spotify. Is that the whole family is signed onto one account? Really? How many devices?
Three. It's a whole family. Three of us use it. Actually, no, there's four. We've got four devices using it.
See, I mean, one of the things that's really kind of upset me at the moment is the 5-device limit for Apple and the 10-device limit for iOS. Because I'm at the stage where I've got about 12 Macs, and I want them all to be accessing my stuff. I don't, you know, I'm not 12 people. I'm just one person.
Is that
person.
One per room and one for the car? And,
no, yeah, I mean, I've
one
we've
for
just
the office, one for the train.
Don't tell Ellis we've done this because I'm putting some bedroom furniture together in his room and I've just put his desk up. And he doesn't know it, but on the desk there's going to be an iMac that we've got for him. So that takes me. I've got five Macs in this house that are all linked to my iTunes account. Plus, I've got my mum's, which is just playing solitaire and stuff like that for her. But that's the sixth one, and that pushes me over the limit.
Yep.
So it's just like lots of people own more than – lots of families own more than 10 iOS devices now and – or don't they?
But you see, what you're missing there, Ewan, is, you know, your son and your mum, right? There's a point in the middle where your son will have his own machines.
Yeah, he's got his...
And you won't have to subsidise it on your account anymore.
No, he's got his own machines, but he wants to play...
No, I mean, he will pay for his own machines. He'll have his own account, etc.
Yeah, right, that day's coming soon. Not.
Does he know it yet?
Oh, my... No, it's not coming. God, I can see him leeching off me when he's 40.
That's the way of the world at the moment.
I'm under no illusions. No illusions whatsoever. I'll be subsidising my kids till the day I die. And then my wife will get the frigging lot. That's the way things work around here. And on the back of all of that with Google Play coming, Amazon have taken the leap ahead and they're selling software and letting you download it from their servers.
It's all HTML5 stuff, just to be clear.
It's not everything.
Not native apps.
Not native apps. It's just stuff that runs on HTML5. Or is HTML5. I thought it was everything.
I thought it was games as well.
I thought it was as well.
Well, there's games. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff, but it's all HTML5 based.
So you could probably
get that from other sources. And they've made a bunch of APIs so that you can make these HTML5 based apps appear more like a native app. So you can do in-app purchases and a lot of the stuff that you would do with a native app anyhow. But it's an important thing, I think, for people to know. These are not native apps. They're HTML5 based.
That really is important to know.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. It says that Elements, Photoshop Elements is there. 11. That's not HTML5.
Well, then maybe they have more.
The downloads include Office, Photoshop, Language Tool Rosetta Stone, and some antivirus software from Norton and Kaspersky as well. Games include Tomb Raider 3, Far Cry 3, The Sims 3, Borderlands 2, and Mass Effect 3. Customers can also pre-order titles.
All right.
They've expanded.
So the lesson, the lesson that comes out of this is that they need to work on their press releases, because the press release that I read was very explicit about this is HTML5 based stuff, and everything you rattled off clearly isn't.
No, well, it shouldn't be. You wouldn't have thought so.
It's going to be the site that's HTML5. It's not going to be the actual downloads. The downloads could be anything, couldn't they?
Well, the download could still be HTML5 to run natively on the machine, just in a browser.
Could
even
be.
If it was offline.
It doesn't have to be.
Even if it was offline.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but you got the press release today, then?
Okay, so yesterday, I think it was.
Yesterday,
Bells,
yeah.
In the chat room is pointing out that that what I was given a press release for is about the Kindle App Store accepting HTML5 apps.
Ah, got you.
And so now we have a new lesson, but it's pretty much the same lesson. Amazon needs to work on making sure that all their press releases are very clear.
Yeah, because that's interesting. I mean, having said that, though, you're the only competent one here, Jeff, and us going off tangent is not unheard of. Not unheard of. I get emails each week about it.
Cheers, friends. Yeah.
On the wrong channels. Thank you, Bells, for clearing
that. And Bells, thanks for the info.
He's clearing up the new Kindle store where, apparently everything's frozen and it's back. And it's back.
Okay.
It's back. It was back before it stopped freezing. Thought it was Gaz has infected us all again.
Yes.
Is there anything else? The PayPal. Do you want to do the PayPal thing?
That's just scary, that is.
It is. They're trialing. Apparently they're trailing, according to my bad typing, cashless payments in the UK. They're trialing cashless payments in the UK. So this is presumably your phone is going to become an NFC talky-talky thing to McDonald's, etc., etc. Could this mean that PayPal will become your currency?
Well, I hope not.
possible. The places it's trialling at are in southwest London, by the way.
Well, quick straw poll then. How many people now, when they go to a website to buy anything, if they get the option of PayPal, choose PayPal over the input of the credit card?
I do sometimes.
I do sometimes as well.
I tend to, I must admit.
I prefer.
It's the easiest option.
Yeah, I mean, not tend to, prefer. Which do you prefer, credit card or PayPal?
I prefer credit card. I use PayPal.
I prefer PayPal and want to use it, because I can go back and look at my... Easy to go back and look at my history.
Yeah, I'm every time, if there is an option to do card or PayPal, it's PayPal every time for me, by preference, not by laziness. I think to myself...
No, it's pure laziness on my part.
It is significantly easier, so we'll take the lazy card in there as part of that, but it's also, I feel, far more secure, because it's all HTTPS, so I'm not giving my card details to a third party to then send details backwards and forwards between the browser and so on. If anyone hacks my PayPal account, I'm covered for a significant sum of money. And I've never had any... I've had one lot of trouble with them way, way, way back. I'm going back 5 to 6 years, and I've never had anything with them since.
I must admit, whenever I've used my Visa card and it comes up with that security thing, I've got two different Visa cards, and they've got two different passwords on them, and one I can't, for the life of me, remember what it is, and the other one I can, but I don't always want to use that. So, yeah, the PayPal is attached to the right card, so I suppose there's not just laziness going on there.
But, I hate verifying my Visa. Easier.
I'm generally, I'm a big fan of PayPal, but I've been a little bit more wary of them since there's been all these scare stories about people's accounts getting frozen for strange reasons and things like that. Put me off them.
No, it gets, they're open about their policy on this, Sarah. Once you hit £1,900 of input money, you get frozen for money laundering checks. And that's it. And once you've sent over your driving license scan and that kind of stuff, a utility bill, they free your account up within 3 days. The only problem comes when you're like me and you haven't got a photographed driving license, because then they want a copy of your birth certificate. And it's just like, you want me to scan my birth certificate and send it over the pipe to you via email? I don't think so.
But all it is a piece of paper that anyone can get.
Yeah.
That's secure, isn't it?
So,
lovely.
Sure.
But no, the freezing your account stuff is purely for money laundering, and it's $1,900 of input, £1,900 of input, $2,500 of input.
Right, so you just got that 3 day.
Well, it depends how fast you act. I mean, okay. If you send it straight back when they send it to you, then it's 2 to 3 days before it's reviewed and released.
Okay.
And they're pretty good about it.
That's good. Pleased to hear.
Even when I was having trouble, when I complained, they still released it very quickly, so. I tried to pay for my passport here in Germany with Visa, and Visa blocked the payment because they thought it was a scam, says Stuart.
Great.
Who would buy a passport
in Germany? Why would anyone
in
Germany want a passport?
No, I'm getting the impression he bought a British passport from Germany. No?
What could possibly go wrong with that?
See, Batwench has just said in the chat room about the fact that she normally pays for stuff in sterling, and she paid for one transaction in dollars, and it's blocked her account.
No. Are you talking about your in sterling and attraction? No, that shouldn't do it, Batwench. It shouldn't be just because you pay. I mean, I pay stuff in dollars and sterling regularly, so.
Yeah.
I've never had that. The only stop I've ever had was for the bash last year
they've limited her account, not frozen it, sorry.
No, that's what limited means, is it just you just can't... you can pay out, but you can't get money in. It's on the limited stuff. Mm-hmm. But with mine, they just did it because I got money for the sponsorship for the bash, and the amount that I took in meant that year I'd got over $1,900 of input, £1,900 of input into the account. So it froze it. So limited it. PayPal are pretty good, I have to say. They're not bad at all. Though I did say to them, because I played with PayPal from behind a VPN, and... They froze my account based on that until I provided all my personal details again. And as soon as I wrote to them on Twitter and said, what the hell are you talking about? I was behind a VPN. This is the 20th century, mate. And they went, yeah, we don't deal with VPNs very well. Good point. And they forwarded it, so. But I still got limited. Excellent stuff.
It's stupid.
It is kind of stupid, yeah. This podcast and all the others is brought to you by UK2. They're brill. Will them to bits. They're excellent. If you want to get anything for the domains, web, web hosting, co-location services, anything at all, UK2 are brilliant. You can go to our website, BritishTechNetwork.com, go through to the sponsors page. There's a ton of offer codes on there. However, it's got to be said, UK2 have got a summer madness sale on at the moment. It's only on for another 30 days. And if you go in there, you'll get 30% off some services by putting in the voucher code that they offer you. So you've got great deals coming from them at the moment. They're a really good firm, really good, good for technical support and that kind of stuff. So please support UK2 via our link, because in doing that, you support this network and keep us on the air, because they pick up 400 quid worth of bandwidth every month. So we do use a lather a lot. Thank you very much to UK2. Love you to bits. Right then. We've also got a pub. It's the Old Smugglers Inn, and apparently Ebbs listened to the podcast last week at 10:28 on Monday morning, because when I said that all BTN listeners got their beer 50% off, he sent me a tweet straight back. 10:28, that was the time. But if you'd like to follow them, they're ye_oldie on Twitter. And it's the Old Smugglers Inn at Alfriston, and they've sent us some beer up for the bash and some glasses and that kind of stuff. And we're going to go down there and have a beer with Ebbs at Christmas and take up all his rooms. So I'm not sure on the date of that. We'll organise that, and we'll all troll down there. It's a long way away. It's down the south and round London and out the bottom towards the coast. But Alfriston in Sussex, and we'll be there. Cheers, Ebbs. Thanks very much, mate. If you pass that way, go in, mention BTN. He did say it wasn't going to be 50% off the beers, but he said anyone that comes in and mentions BTN will be looked after. Huh? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't know if he's going to bash you around here and throw you in the cellar, but you'll be looked after. He'll look after you.
So, lap dances?
No. Well, he's a good-looking boy, but steady on. Right. Cool things. What have we got? Paulums.
Right. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie of mine. Like I said, I've been off for a few days, and I've been out in the garden and want to listen to my music. And what it is this little thing here, which is, see that, okay?
Yep, got that.
Yeah. That's the it's the Misuni M51. And basically, it's a little portable speaker. So you've got a little thing in there that you plug into your iPhone or whatever. But obviously you get a huge sound out of that, because it's got this kind of retractable bass in it.
Oh,
and the sound comes out of it is absolutely amazing. So I've been having that in the garden, annoying the neighbours.
Is it that loud?
Yeah, really, really that loud.
Oh, good God. Have you written a review on it yet?
No, it's coming.
Get it done, boy.
I know, I will be.
And what's the price on that?
It's, well, they were 20 quid when I got them, but I think you can get them for about 10 now.
They are absolutely fab. I've got four of them.
Yeah, they're brilliant. The sound is just so clear.
So what you need is a splitter, and then you can just feed the music to all four at once.
It's got that. It's got a micro USB on that side, and then you can do it. They also do there is a set where you can add as many as you like as well.
Yeah.
It just charges off USB. It's great little speaker.
You've got one, you can chain them together, can't you?
Is that the white one? The little white one, and it all chains together. Brilliant.
I haven't got
one. Superb.
But the battery lasts for 8 days.
They do.
No, absolutely brilliant.
Excellent. Good pick. Really good pick. Like that one a lot.
What are they called?
It's at the Misuni, the M51. But yeah, you type it into Google, they come up, I checked this evening.
Excellent. We'll put them in the show notes. So if you stick it in the doc for us there, Paul, then Miles, who does our show notes, well done to Miles. Fabulous, fabulous bloke. Miles Wheatley does all the show notes for us. He might lag by a week or something like that, but he does it completely unaided. So heads up for Miles, and give him a good thank you if you get hold of the show notes. They're under the Snotes banner on the left-hand side of the homepage if you want to go and find them. Jolly good. Jeff, do you have a cool thing?
I do, and I'll apologize in advance, because you're going to pull out your credit card and buy this right away. I'm going with a Lego product this week. You know how every now and then Lego does a special kit that their own followers will come up with? the kit they have now is the DeLorean time machine from Back to the Future.
Oh man!
And, yeah, and it came out on last Thursday, so a week ago, and I was so adamant about being able to get this right away that I'm running around my office with an iPad in my hand while I'm getting the last of the stuff together for my hiking trip, refreshing the page to see when this thing was available. So I ordered it, was in the car 15 minutes later and on my way to the trailhead. But it's really cool because the kit has the pieces so you can build all three versions of the DeLorean time machine. So the first movie version, the second movie version, and the third movie version. And then it comes with the minifigures for the main characters, and so it has Doc Brown and Marty, and it's just a really cool kit. It's, I believe, $35, and when you get a kit like this produced, as the person that came up with the idea, you get 1% of the profits. So The guys that came up with this kit, the 1% that they're getting back from the sales, they're donating to the Michael J. Fox Parkinson's Research Foundation. So not only do you get a really cool Lego kit, but you're supporting Parkinson's research at the same time.
Excellent. Really good. Like that a lot.
And mine is waiting for me right now at my mailbox.
How is Michael Fox? Is he in a bad way? Or I haven't seen him in a long while.
I think he's doing okay. I believe he actually has a new show that's about to come out.
Well, he must be doing well.
Really? Then.
That's good.
Yeah.
So I don't know what kind of show it is, and I don't know exactly how much acting he'll be doing in it. But he has a new program that's about to launch.
Excellent. Well, that's good to hear as well. Even better. Like
yes,
that.
Definitely.
Sarah, what's yours, mate?
Mine's fairly straightforward. It's the BBC Weather app on Android. I'm assuming it's also available on the iPhone.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of weather apps, but I tend to find that they tend to be a bit unspecific, and also there are particular times when I need to know what the weather is that's going to be at a particular time of the day. And I only found this yesterday. I did hear about it, but didn't actually download it till yesterday. And it does that, and you can change the locations and, you know, all the standard stuff. But I like the fact that it gives you the weather by the hour as well, which is particularly useful.
Excellent. Good one.
Yes, it is available on iOS. I've just downloaded it. So why are we so... You know, we're always looking for weather apps, aren't we? So, but
I still look out the window, I have to say.
It's particularly the fact that this has got... When you swipe across to the left, it brings in showing you the location by, you know, as it changes through each hour, which I particularly like. The only one thing I would say about it, which is a bit annoying, was the fact that it stays in portrait mode, which when you're using it on a tablet, it can be is a real pain.
Yeah.
You know, you can turn the tablet the other way up.
Yeah, I know, Ewan, but I prefer to use my tablet landscape most of the time.
Oh, well. She's going to hate me now. Gazmaz, what have you got for us, pal?
I'm not sure whether I should really show this or not, but I'm going to, as my video is working.
Well, I've got something for you before you do yours.
Sorry?
I've got something for you. Go and download from the Mac App Store webcam settings. It's about £5, so it's not dirt cheap, but Joden Max, who comes on this show regularly, is a good friend of the network. His mate is the developer who makes this thing, and it's absolutely brilliant. It gives you total control of your webcam, and I control this webcam up here via it, and you'll notice, look, I don't do any focus changes or anything like that, because you can lock the focus on the camera. You can auto-adjust the exposure and the gain on it. You can change it from 50 hertz to 60 hertz and back again if you get your flicker off fluorescent lights and that kind of stuff. And it's $5.99. It'll do everything that Google Glass does.
Well, that's so, my pick, then.
Go and buy it. right, that's for you, Gaz. Free gift, right, that brilliant. Was. Not a pick.
I'll look out for that, because that eyeglasses I thought was all right, but Obviously not, because I've been having problems, and I think I've turned it off.
Don gets no end of trouble with it.
So
Don gets no end of trouble with it, and he came out with that as a pick on the Mac show a few weeks ago because he'd found it sort of the problem.
Superb. Right. Okay, now, this is a bit of a cheat, to be perfectly honest with you. One of our good friends over at the MyMac.com website did a review on the MindShift camera bag, which I have here. Now, last year when we did the walk on the Southwark Coastal Path, one of the biggest pains was obviously just having the rucksack on the back and also carrying my camera. So I tended to put the camera in the bag. But it was a normal rucksack, so every time we, you know, I came across a shot, I needed to get Mrs. G to get into the bag, get the camera out, and then I could take the shots. Well, what I always thought was it would be nice to have a bag which had a easy access camera bag, which this does, which comes around on your waist. So I don't know if you can see that. There is a link to the video on the website, and that means you can twist that round, get easy access to your camera and any other accessories you've got in there, take your shot, put it back, get it back out of the way, and carry on with your walk. Now, there are two big downsides to it. Firstly, the price. I'm not sure whether it's available in this country, but currently it's £499. That's the professional bag, actually, I think. I'm not sure whether that's the standard bag, which this is. This is $389. Sorry, $389, which is quite expensive for a rucksack. But it's got all sorts of accessory places where you can get access to the camera. It's got an easy link, and I have been using it. You can put your tripod in there and carry your tripod quite easily. So it's a cracking bag, I must admit. But the two downsides are, one, the price, and two, and you'll like this, Ewan, when you twizzle the bag round to the front, you do look a little bit like an ice cream salesman.
The problem I thought about that is when you pack all your stuff in and you ram it in that hole, if you then pull it back out, if it's settled differently, you might struggle to pull it out of the hole.
I thought that myself, but actually it's quite, it's just designed very well, so that won't happen. Obviously there's a section at the top where you can put the stuff, and it just doesn't drop down. It does sit quite well, and it is designed so that doesn't happen. Overall, the design of it is brilliant. As I say, it is a bit of a cheat because I did pay to get it across. I had to pay for the thing to come across. But I certainly didn't pay $389 for it. If they come down a bit in price, then I'd say it's a good pick, apart from the other issue of looking like an ice cream salesman. But, you know, easy access to your camera, good stuff. I've sent the link over, so...
Back when she's suggesting that you do something to her that will solve your problem of polishing your rocket at the price. And Sax has said, holy shit. And Bells has said, the two downsides are the price and the price.
Yes.
There's a lot of camera bags. I tweeted out today, Kata make fantastic little sling bags. So I was thinking when you were looking at that, you know, sling bags are the things that you just, they're over-the-shoulder bags, and you basically just push them down and swing them around, and there's a thing you can pull out. And I use them on site quite a lot for things like drying rags and that kind of stuff, and covers for me cameras.
Yeah, the problem I've got is obviously we're carrying a bit more stuff generally when we're on the walk.
That's
the only issue. But it came along, I got the opportunity to get it, so it is a bit of a cheat, and I do think it needs to come down in price.
What I was going to say was Kata sling bags,
and I've sold thousands of ice creams.
Kata sling bags start at £50, but their tripod bags start at £450.
Yeah.
And they're just stupid money.
Well, the tripod carry on that is pretty good. If you've got a light tripod that you can take with it, yeah, it carries it really well.
Good. Good pick, mate, apart from the price. Yeah. And the price. There we go. My pick, and I've forgotten to load the graphic up like an arse. I went to all the effort of doing the graphic, and I forgot to load the sodding thing up. Never mind. It's coming. I'm just spinning for time here. I can edit this bit if you all sit still and don't actually move at all, which is, gas shouldn't be a problem for you. Is Rome Total War on the Mac? It's brill. I bought it because I don't know if you listen to the Gamer Show, but the Gamer Show's got a guy on there named Sam, and Paul, Sam and Cheers discuss all the week's gaming news and that kind of thing. But Sam is addicted to Total War games, and I played one years ago. I did Chinese Total War or something like that, and I kind of liked it, but I was never massively into it or anything. And when he said about it the other week on the Gamer Show, I thought, okay, I'll download it. So I downloaded Rome Total War. Ellis is addicted to it. We have a hard time prizing him off the computer now because he's playing it all the time. He got himself in trouble the other day because I went up to his room and said, why does your mum's computer appear in the room? He went, I think she brought it up. Your mum brought her computer up to your room to use it, Ellis. Really? Maybe. And I opened it up and I looked at get info, and he'd been playing Rome Total War, so he got himself into a pile of trouble over that. And I've been playing it as well. I got sod all done. It's not cheap. I think it's 17 quid, but, oh, bloody hell, it's addictive. And I did my first Roman Empire, and I got my arse kicked, and I'm on my second one now, and I'm doing all right. I'm beating the Gauls, so if I'm beating the French, it can't be all bad. Anything that beats the French. Total War, there we go. And they do Napoleon Total War and Empire Total War in it as well. But the Empire Total War is a real rip-off. It's 27 quid and it's a three-year-old game, so I won't be buying that one. But the Napoleon one, might be getting stuck on that one as well soon. Great. Where can we get a hold of you? Paulie.
On the Twitter, as usual, Paul Adams, and when I get my keyboard out, more reviews at BTN.
Do it, mate. They're really good. Well done. Thank you ever so much, because we don't get a lot of reviews, so it's nice to see some reviews piling in. You want to go out and see if you can get some stuff sent to you free of charge, mate?
I've been writing to people.
Good lad. That's what I want to see. Absolute plain and utter and totally shameless begging in capitalism. Good lad. Jeff, where can we get you, mate?
Pretty much everywhere. Last I heard, I think I own this network.
Yes, you do. You're the Jeff Garrett Network. I did usurp you a little last week, I have to say, while your absence, so.
That's okay, because if I take a break every now and then, it makes people love me even more.
Yeah, you're a venerable leader as opposed to a complete despot.
That's right. So when I'm not despotting, I'm on Twitter and app.net. I'm Jay Gambit. Both places. I spend most of my time, believe it or not, at the Mac Observer. So that's macobserver.com. And then at Fresh Brewed Tales, where I talk about all the crazy, ridiculous things I see in coffee shops.
Excellent. And that's well worth looking at, because there is some crazy stuff going on. Very good, mate. Sarah, where are you?
Best place is on the Twitters at Sarah Jane UK, and also on Google Plus.
Excellent. And don't forget the communities as well with Google Plus. If you're not member of the Photoshop, the photo community, the big community, the Mac community, the gamer community, the media community, and the comic community, which is doing very well. Comic Show is doing excellently at the moment. A lot of feedback. You've got some interviews coming up, haven't you, Jeff, on Comic Show?
Yes, we do. And that's really cool. I mean, we're a new podcast, and we have some big names already that want to talk with us, so that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Carlos Esquerra one. That's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
It is. I just want to listen to that. And that's it. I think that's total communities that there is. But join those, and there's loads of stuff going off, loads of people talking and tweeting about, or plussing about stuff, so do join in. I'm Ian Rankin. You can get me. Oh, no, Gazmaz is next. Sorry. You're frozen, mate. What can I say?
There you go. Dead easy. Gazmaz.com. Gazmaz on Twitter. Gazmaz in Google Plus. Gazmaz. If you want to follow my walking next week, which doesn't start till Tuesday, MalpusTowers.com. There is a blog there. At all interested, I post pictures as well.
Excellent. Well, if you tweet them out, we'll retweet for sure.
Yeah.
My name's Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. And That's pretty much it. We're back again tomorrow. We've got the Mac Show at 3:30, back to normal time. Will Green's joining us, Kelly's joining us, Adam's joining us, because Kyle's away and Don's away, and the holidays have wreaked havoc with this network. They absolutely wreaked havoc. And then Photo Show is tomorrow night at 8 p.m. We did an evening show for the Photo Show this week, and we were quite well attended in the chat room, which is nice. So we're going to go for 8 p.m. again on Friday. See if you can join us. If not, see you next week. Thanks for listening.